Chapter 2. The Fishing Lesson. The next day, Uncle Ted arrived bright and early to take Jack and Mary fishing. Their mother had made a picnic for them. There were sandwiches, pieces of cake, and flasks of hot coffee. She had put everything into a big picnic basket. Uncle Ted packed the picnic basket into the car. Soon they were driving to the countryside. After a while, Uncle Ted parked the car next to a gate. The gate opened onto a field. The stream is at the bottom of the field, he explained. We'll have to carry everything we need down to the stream. Jack and Mary carried the picnic basket. Uncle Ted carried the rods and the landing net. He also carried a small box.
What's in the box, Uncle Ted? Asked Jack.
You'll have to wait and see, said Uncle Ted. The stream looked beautiful. Sunlight sparkled on the clear water. Waterweed of every kind waved gently in the water. Ducks quacked noisily as they dipped into the water looking for food. A kingfisher flew quickly above the stream. Its bright feathers flashed in the sunlight as it dived into the water for fish. Mary pointed to the far side of the stream.
What's that bird over there? She asked.
Uncle Ted looked over to where she was pointing.
It's a coot, he said.
He handed her some binoculars.
Look through these binoculars and you will see it more clearly.
Mary looked through the binoculars. The bird was black, with a flash of white on its head.
It's lovely, she said. I don't think I've seen a coot before.
Jack began to feel impatient.
Can we set up the rods now? I want to use my new rod.
Uncle Ted showed them how to set up the rods. Then he picked up the small box.
This is very important, he said as he opened it. I keep bait in here. We use bait to catch fish.
The bait looked like a fly. It was made from a hook with bits of feather and silk on it.
It looks just like a little insect, said Mary.
I think it's time we started fishing, said Uncle Ted.
Jack chose some bait and fixed it to his line. Uncle Ted showed Jack how to cast his line into the water. It was very hard to do. First of all, Jack caught the hook on some water weed. Next, he caught it on Uncle Ted's trousers. Uncle Ted and Mary laughed and laughed. But soon Jack cast his line well, and the bait was floating upstream. Uncle Ted showed him how to twitch the line.
If you twitch the line, it looks as if the bait is moving about on the water. Then a trout might see it and take it, said Uncle Ted.
While Jack waited for a fish to take the bait, Uncle Ted showed Mary how to use the landing net.
You must hold the net like this, he said. Then if Jack catches a fish, we can put it into your net.
Mary practiced and practiced.
I like using the landing net, she said. It's good fun.
Jack and Uncle Ted fished for a long time, but neither of them caught a single fish.
Oh, the fish aren't biting today, sighed Uncle Ted. Let's stop for some lunch.
While they were eating lunch, Mary asked Uncle Ted about the fish she had caught in the past.
Have you ever caught a really big fish, Uncle Ted?
Uncle Ted laughed.
Anglers often say they have caught bigger fish than they really have, he said. But I'm pleased to say that I have caught some big fish in my time.
He pointed upstream.
There's a big rainbow trout upstream. It's a beautiful fish. All the anglers call it the Admiral. It has lived in the stream for a long time. It has grown and grown. Now it's enormous. All the anglers would love to catch it.
Wow, said Jack. Have you seen it?
Uncle Ted laughed. Ha ha, I nearly caught it once, he said. I'd been fishing for hours when suddenly I felt a big tug on the rod. It had taken my line. But the Admiral is such a cunning fish. It swam really fast upstream. I had to run fast along the bank to keep up with it. It kept swimming into the water weed to try and break my line. You could tell it had made up its mind that it was not going to be caught.
What happened to the Admiral? Asked Mary.
It got away.
I'm going to catch the Admiral, said Jack.
Well, not today, laughed Uncle Ted. It's time we went home.
Will you bring us again tomorrow? Asked Mary. Please say you will. Jack might catch the Admiral tomorrow.
All right, said Uncle Ted. But now we must pack everything away. Jack and Mary started to pack everything away. Suddenly, there was a noise from the far bank. The ducks on the stream quacked loudly as they swam away from the sound.
What was that?
Asked Jack. Mary picked up the binoculars and looked over to the far bank.
There's something moving over there, she said. I think I saw someone behind the trees. I think someone is watching us.